This is Lisa with MiracleOfDeliverance.com. We're talking about post-deliverance living. This is number 5. Having a powerful prayer life and putting on your armor will be so important. My pastor says to dance with the one who bought you. I love that saying. Jesus paid for your sin. He has set you free. And now it's time to fellowship with Him. I often get the most encouragement, instruction, and correction from my personal prayer time. If you do not know how to pray, find a good book, pray the Psalms, find someone who prays in the Spirit, and spend time praying. Now on MiracleOfDeliverance.com, there's a tab that says Pray It and Say It, and my pastor, Pastor Jones, is on there actually praying the scriptures. And so you'll learn how to do that with him. He'll pray Psalm 91. He'll pray salvation prayers. He'll pray prayers over his wife. And so you can learn to pray like that. There's also some soaking music on there. Psalm 5:3 reads, "My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up." James 5:16 reads, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." We have to remember to pray. And what is most important, Ephesians 6:17-19, that you have got to every day put on your armor. How can you withstand an attack unless you have your armor on? It reads, "And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." There are some great books on the armor of God, and I may have, by the time you watch this, a personal review in the review section of the website for a book called Dressed to Kill. It is by Rick Renner. And it is a pretty thick book, but it's pretty compelling. And it says you don't have to take it anymore because you are dressed to kill. And that would be in the armor that's spoken about in Ephesians 6:17-19. Okay, next up, number 6, I'm going to be talking about being involved in a local body of believers.